10% of the vote. Party leader Keir Starmer says he's always had faith in him.
Sadiq Khan was absolutely the right candidate. He's got two terms of delivery behind him, and I'm confident he's got another term of delivery in front of him.
There were also wins for Labour in Manchester, Liverpool, Salford and South Yorkshire as the counting continues in the West Midlands. The family of Daniel Angurin say they're devastated as he was killed walking to school in northeast London on Tuesday. The 14-year-old, who's been described as loving and precious, was attacked by a man with a sword in Hainault. Kevin Spacey denies new allegations of inappropriate behaviour from men who will appear in a documentary next week. The actor, who was found not guilty of 9 sexual offences in London last year, says Channel 4 didn't give him enough time to respond to the claims. Southern Water insists it's working flat out to restore supplies to tens of thousands of homes in East Sussex. Around 31,000 properties in the Hastings and St Leonards-on-Sea areas are without water. In sport, Arsenal have a 4-point lead at the top of the Premier League thanks to a 3-0 victory over Bournemouth. Manchester City will reduce that to a point if they defeat Wolves this evening. Nottingham Forest have boosted their hopes of avoiding relegation. Live now to Clive Edwards.
Yes, the victory for Nottingham Forest takes them 3 points clear of Luton in the bottom three of the Premier League. The players are just celebrating in front of their own fans. Misery for Sheffield United. They conceded their 100th Premier League goal this afternoon, and in the final minute of the game they had Ahmedovic sent off. It finished Sheffield United 1, Nottingham Forest 3.
Ipswich gained promotion to the Premier League after beating Huddersfield 2-0, and Celtic have gone 6 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership with a 3-0 win against Hearts. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's been a lovely day, but it's clouding over now as the afternoon reaches its climax. There's a risk of a shower tonight. You will be unlucky if you do see one. I think we're going to be okay in the Brentwood area. It's going to be clear overnight, and tomorrow will be 17 degrees, pretty much the same as today. Some lovely sunny spells. Much better as well next week. Finally, some nicer weather as we head towards the middle of May. It's about time.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Phoenix Sport. What's happening at Bowers and Pitsea, I hear you ask. As I thought, it's going to go the distance. They've finished 1-1 and they are now into extra time, and Jack Patmore will send his report at the conclusion of that game, whenever that may be. But we're going to find out who's promoted to the Isthmian League Premier Division before I come off air at 6 o'clock. After this track, all the full-time scores, apart from that Brentwood game.
No
Swing Out Sister. Breakout. Right, some final scores for you, starting with the English Premier League. Arsenal 3, AFC Bournemouth 0 from earlier. So Arsenal 4 points clear at the top as it stands. Manchester City 2 games in hand. And the first of those is in half an hour's time against Wolverhampton Wanderers. Brentford 0, Fulham 0, Burnley 1, Newcastle United 4, Sheffield United 1, Nottingham Forest 3. So a bad day for Burnley when you look at the bottom of the table there. In the Scottish Premiership, Aberdeen 1, St Johnstone 0, Motherwell 4, Livingston 1, Ross County 2, Hibs 1. The results of those three fixtures from the bottom six means that Livingston are relegated to the Scottish Championship. And at the top six, Celtic on course for the title. Celtic 3, Hearts 0, Dundee 1, St Mirren 3. Now, lunchtime, we had the last day of the Championship season, and there was two main stories to come out of that. Birmingham City have been relegated to League 1 despite beating Norwich City 1-0. It finished Coventry 1, QPR 2, Ipswich 2, Huddersfield 0. And as you may have heard on the news, Ipswich Town have been promoted back to the Premier League, where they haven't been since 2002. In fact, it was on that May 2002 they hammered 5-0 at Liverpool, which was in the Premier League. But happier days now. Hopefully John Chubb, I'm sitting in for John Chubb while he was at that Ipswich match. Hopefully he's going to call in the next hour. Let's see if he makes it through the traffic. Leeds United 1, Southampton 2, Leicester the champions 0, Blackburn 2, Middlesbrough 3, Watford 1, Plymouth 1, Hull City 0, Rotherham 5, Cardiff 2, Stoke City 4, Bristol City 0, Sunderland 0, Sheffield Wednesday 2, Swansea 0, Millwall 1, West Brom 3, Preston 0. Result of all that means what, West Brom take that final playoff spot. Women's Super League, Everton 2, Tottenham 2, Brighton 0, Aston Villa 1. In Scottish League 1, it finished Cove Rangers 3, Edinburgh 1, Hamilton 4, Kelty Hearts 1, Montrose 3, Queen of the South 2, Stirling 1, Annan 1, Falkirk the champions 2, Alloa 2, Scottish League 2, Bonnyrigg Rose 4, Fulfar 0, East Fife 1, Spartans 2, Elgin City 0, Clyde 3, Peterhead 2, Dumbarton 1, Stranraer 2, Stenhouse Muir 0. And it has been Cup Final day in Northern Ireland, and the win has gone to Cliftonville. They were behind at half time. It's finished Linfield 1, Cliftonville 3. A couple of goals in extra time for Ronan Hale sealed it for Cliftonville. Also on target was Sam Ashford, once of Witham Town. Right, in this hour, definitely all eyes on Bowers and Pitsy, Brentwood, which is now into first half of extra time, 1-1. It's got to be sorted tonight. One of those two will be celebrating promotion tonight. Right, here's another track for you from Tears for Fears.
I just had to love. Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
A couple more scores to tell you about. This is a latest score because this was a late kickoff. It was the National League North playoff final today. And this one is heading to the last 5 minutes. And the score is Brackley Town 1, Boston United 2. As I say, that one kicked off at 3:30. And then we've got a final score from the Combined Counties Premier South Division. This is a semi-final playoff tie, an intriguing one because it was Stormzy's team, Croydon Athletic. They had to take a flight over to Jersey, and Jersey Bulls have been knocked out. They've been beaten 2-1 by the visitors, and they will play the winners of that Knapp Hill Tadley tie, which was level the last time I looked. Right, here's Taylor.
A sad picture, the final blow hits you. Somebody else gets what you wanted again. No, it's all the same. Another time and place, repeating history, and you're getting sick of it. But I believe in whatever you do, and I'll do anything to see it through, because these things will change. Put up to hold us back, we'll fall down. It's the revolution.
Taylor Swift, of course, and Change, Taylor's version. John Chubb is here. He's made his way back from Portman Road. A very happy John Chubb. Hello, John.
Hello, Andy. How are we doing?
Sum up your day.
An emotional experience. I'm absolutely exhausted. I think I kicked every ball. But a fantastic day and incredible celebrations at the final whistle.
Fantastic. I'm going to ask you more about it in a minute. But here's a song specially for you and any other Ipswich fans listening. So Ipswich back in the Premier League, John, for the first time since 2002.
Yes.
Fantastic. I remember just, when was it? December 2021, was it, that Kieran McKenna took over?
Yeah, 2.5 years, and the transformation has been incredible in that time. And, you know, when he took over, we were in 12th place in League One, and they were being beaten sometimes by the likes of Accrington Stanley and Fleetwood Town. Mm. And he came in. I must have been, I'd barely heard of him, but I looked at his record. You know, he coached at Tottenham and Manchester United, where he was Jose Mourinho's assistant. And I thought, well, if he's worked with, you know, the caliber of those kind of people, you know, this guy might be a bit special. And he gradually changed the squad, retained a few players, and he brought in players who he knew could initially do a job in League One. And I think he had in mind that some of them were capable of playing a championship level as well. And so it's proved. But this season has been incredible, because I thought once they went up, well, maybe, you know, if they can establish themselves in the championship, maybe a mid-table finish might be realistic. And I don't think anybody expected automatic promotion. No, it's just been absolutely extraordinary.
That's right. I mean, you got off to a fantastic start, didn't you? And then you never looked back. You've always been in the top 2-3, haven't you?
Pretty much,
and, and then you just took advantage of a little slip from Leeds there at the end. They've been great, haven't they? But they slipped up towards the end there.
Yeah.
And just jumped in with that game in hand on Wednesday at Coventry, so
Well, I think the thing is, Andy, the championship has been a very high standard this season, and you've had three, well, two very good sides who came down from the Premier League, Leeds and Leicester. Mm. And I thought Leicester were quite unlucky in the first place, really. So I thought they would do well, maybe make a quick return. But you've got to feel for Leeds because I think any side that reaches 90 points is normally guaranteed promotion from that level. So they've been a bit unlucky missing out. But, you know, it's been such a momentum amongst all of those teams at the top of the table. It was always going to be harsher on the rest of the doubt. But I'm so pleased. Kieran McKenna has just done remarkably. But the guys who own the club as well, I think the previous owner was somebody with a bit of a lack of ambition, really. But these guys have come in and they've invested, billions or anything like that. But, they have set up a sound sort of financial base to the club and made sure it's run properly. And I think that's helped as well.
Yeah. And I was sent a really brilliant stat just now. John, you like this one. Last season, you were playing Forest Green.
Yeah.
And now look, Premiership and Forest Green have been in the National League. Incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. That things can change in football so quickly. You know, just before I drove off this afternoon, I was parked outside the ground. I was actually here by 10 o'clock this morning just to make sure I got a parking space. But I looked at although it's bigger than it used to be, still a fairly humble stadium, 30,000 capacity. And I thought, this is Manchester City, Manchester United, Arsenal, Liverpool and so on. They're all going to be there next season. And I'm really pleased for the younger fans of the club because we've not been in the top flight for 22 years.
Mm.
And I looked around this afternoon, people in their 20s and their teens, and like kids there with their mums and dads and stuff. And I thought, they've never experienced that. It's going to be fantastic for them.
Yeah, for us, we're used to, seeing the Johnny Walks and the Eric Gates and all that in the top flight. But these kids haven't seen it. So, I'm very pleased for you, for the club and for you, John.
Yeah, that's something that suddenly occurred to me when I was driving here, actually. It's actually 47 years ago this week that I became an Ipswich fan. So I'm just about old enough to remember a certain FA Cup win.
Roger
Osborne. And, that was 47 years ago on Monday. I think so. It's been a lot of ups and downs since then. The absolute nadir was 5 years ago, being relegated to League One, and there were some dark times. The stadium was half empty a lot of the time, but the last two, three seasons have just been incredible.
Yeah, as you know, League One is a very hard league to get out of.
Yes.
There's some huge teams in there when you was battling. There was Sunderland in there, there was Coventry, Portsmouth had just got out. And now we're going to have Birmingham in there to make it even more. So that's going to be tough for them, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel for Tony Mowbray, actually. I think he's done well. I have to sort of stand to one side, but the manager's job there fairly recently. He's a legend at Ipswich. In fact, he was in the last Ipswich side that went up to the Premier League in 2000. Mm. But there's a part of me that thinks serve them right, because they sacked a perfectly good manager earlier in the season, John Eustace.
Yeah.
Just because they wanted a name, because Wayne Rooney was available for the job. And, that's been a disaster for them.
Yeah. Yeah, so any more celebration tonight? Is there something happening as far as you know?
I think I heard something about there's going to be a bus in a couple of days or something. But I shouldn't think anybody will have... people are still messaging me. I shouldn't think anybody will be having an early night in Ipswich. I can see a lot of fans like heading for the town centre and the pubs and the bars and things afterwards. So I should think the celebrations will be going on there all weekend.
Yeah, and also very important to go up isn't guarantees that McKenna will be staying now, because I'm sure the vultures would have been circling had Ipswich failed in the playoffs.
Absolutely. I've already seen his name linked with other jobs. A lot of it is paper talk and clickbait stuff on social media and stuff. But he's definitely been earmarked by some other clubs. But he has said himself, you know, he sees Ipswich as a long-term club. To think that, yeah, if he is successful going forward, then he may leave eventually. But hopefully he'll be around for a while yet.
Yeah, definitely. He'll give a good crack of it next season.
Yes.
I wonder how they're going to approach that one, John. It's a tough one, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I do think there are players in that squad, though. Leif Davis is one that springs to mind, who are capable of taking the step up to that level. But I think they'll have to probably look at bringing in about a good five or six other players, to be honest. And I think the first one they've got to make a move for is this young lad they've had on loan from Chelsea called Amari Hutchinson, who's a midfielder. And he is a complete and utter genius. He has been. And at the end, when they did the presentations, he got the loudest cheer of anybody. He has become so popular with the fans there. He's a very skillful little player, and I think he's got a bright future.
Any chance of keeping him, do you think?
I would think so, because he's not really established himself at Stamford Bridge, so maybe Kieran should get on the phone to Poch and see if he's willing to offload him.
Right, thank you so much, John.
I've quite
enjoyed coming in, covering this. Not quite so hectic, I say, not so much going on.
It's better when the football finishes.
So you'll be back here this side of the desk. And I'll be at Wembley next Saturday. It's the big Essex derby, of course.
Yes, the FA Cars.
Great wakering.
Yeah, in the meantime, we've got the non-league hour on Thursday. It's the last one this week because it's taking the summer break. We'll be back on the 9th of August. But
that's right.
Phoenix Sport continuing throughout the summer.
That's right. And you'll be back Thursday for the non-league hour, which no doubt you'll be focusing on the situation at Bowes and Pits. We're still eagerly awaiting the outcome of that one. It looks like that might be heading for a penalty shootout, which I'm glad I'm not there for that. It's too much.
Don't like those.
Yeah. So see you soon, John.
Okay, cheers, Andy.
Cheers, John. that was Kasabian. Easy. Right, Belgium Pitsy Brentwood, confirmation that one has gone to a penalty shootout. We'll be focusing on that in a minute, but we are late for this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, for the last time today, the travel, not much going on, I have to say, on the roads. M25 anti-clockwise, lane closed on the entry slip road due to long-term roadworks at junction 28, A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays there. As is the case, the temporary traffic lights due to gas main work on Gubbins Lane near the drive at Harold Wood, and roadworks and temporary traffic lights on Long Ridings Avenue, Woodlands Avenue, Hutton. On the tube, minor delays on the Metropolitan Line between Harrow on the Hill and Uxbridge. Some cancellations there. Minor delays on Northern Line due to a shortage of trains. And trains not stopping on the Piccadilly Line at Gloucester Road. That's for engineering works. And what else? We've got some more engineering works on the District Line. No service between Embankment and Hammersmith, Embankment and Wimbledon, and between Wimbledon and Edgware Road, and between Earlscourt and Kensington Olympia. Circle Line, no service via Victoria between Edgware Road and Tower Hill. More engineering works and minor delays on the Bakerloo Line. There was a broken down train earlier between Queen's Park and Elephant and Castle. C2C have buses running instead of trains between Grays and Pitsea and between Grays and Upminster. Same situation on cross country between Cambridge and Stansted Airport and between Cambridge and Audley End. And just a reminder as well, if you're heading out the Billericay area tomorrow, London Road is closed for most of the day. It's the annual Soapbox Derby taking place, so they have to close that. So all the carts can get down there. That's all the travel until the morning. Right, yes, Bowers and Pitsy and Brentwood has gone to a penalty shootout, and we'll be keeping a check on those penalties as they occur. I'm going to just get up the screen so we can go through them. But Jack Patmore tells me that he's going to delay his report until the conclusion. Hopefully we get that before I come off air at 6 o'clock, when Mandy will take over. This is Barbara.
But it's the first thing you love, thing you notice. Knee length socks, a laid up pose, and feeling the flames of her desire. Golden days at a cottage in the Côte d'Azur. A little early for me. Apologies, I'm knocking on Bavarian time. In the evening, she taught him to dance. And do the Charleston, a funny little turn for a funny romance.
Funny little dancing man.
Tired out, the trips back to bed. In a nightcap, watching the sun go down overhead.
Watching the sun.
Falling down,
but it's the second day.
Wow, the tension at Bowes and Pitsea, where both teams have just missed a penalty in the shootout. They both converted the first ones, but then they both missed. And notably, Bowes' second penalty was taken by Chris Miller, who missed. He'd actually scored earlier in the game. It finished 1-1, and I'm just hearing that Brentwood have missed again, so that's their third penalty missed. So Bowers have a chance to go 2-1 up. Lots of nerves jangling here in the studio and at Bowers. No one really wants to lose that one. Right, we're going to do the last adverts.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Be part of Havering's biggest coffee morning by hosting your own work or personal tea party or coffee morning for St Francis Hospice on any day in May. Support your local charity in their 40th birthday year and help raise vital funds for local people in need. For more information, visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page or the St Francis Hospice website, sfh.org.uk.
Right, Bowers and Pitsea, latest it's 2-2 on penalties, but Bowers do have a one in hand. So Brentwood have missed two, Bowers have scored two out of three. So this next one you feel is going to be vital. More from that in a moment. Hopefully we can get Jack's report before I come off, we'll see. We're going to do the cricket for the last time today. Day two of four in the county championship. Division one, Lancashire were wiped out for 92 all out there after Kent put up 261. But they're doing better in this second innings. They are 43 without loss, but they do trail 126 runs with all 10 wickets remaining. Somerset, they require 46 runs to win with 6 wickets remaining against Essex. They're 121 for 4 in Division 2. Sussex lead Derbyshire by 33 runs with 7 wickets remaining. Quite a bit to go in that one. As is the case, Middlesex against Leicester. That one, which didn't see any play yesterday due to the rain. Leicester of 305 for 9. Impressive score put up by them. And finally, Yorkshire lead Glamorgan by 13 runs with 8 wickets remaining. Glamorgan are 221 all out and Yorkshire are currently 234 for 2. That is all the cricket for today. Still waiting to hear an update from Bowers and Pitsea, and it's confirmed that Bowers have won. Bowers and Pitsea, breaking news, have returned to the Isthmian League Pro Division at the first attempt. A relegated course a year ago, they have come through the playoffs penalty shootouts in 2 playoff matches. They knocked out Felixstowe Walton on Tuesday, and they've done it again today, beating Brentwood on penalties. Brentwood missed their last one. So they missed three of their five. And again, 2 years ago, Brentwood missed out on penalties to Canvey Island. So it's happened again. So really bad luck for Brentwood after a good season. But congratulations to Boas and Pitsy.
Phoenix FM.
Halsey, People Disappear. Now, just in the nick of time, with 6 minutes to spare, Jack Patmore has come through with his report from a dramatic afternoon at Boas and Pitsy.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from the Len Salmon Stadium. Boas and Pitsy returned to the Isthmian Premier Division at the first time of asking, with a penalty shootout victory over Brentwood Town. An uneventful start to proceedings saw both sides cancel each other out for the most part with so much at stake. But Chris Miller and Jack Thompson, both had strikes superbly saved by Melvin Minter on the edge of the box for the hosts. It wasn't long before Bowers drew first blood, and it came courtesy of Miller. After the ex-Grays Athletic defender was brought down on the edge of the box, he took on the responsibility, and his low-driven free kick went in off of the post to raise the decibels considerably here at the Len Salmon Stadium. Brentwood aren't in the final for no reason, though, and they drew level just after the half-hour mark. Perhaps an air of fortune as the ball found its way to Freeman from Shad Nicandu's delivery. There was nothing fortuitous about the touch and finish. Brentwood began the second half as they had started the first and were in control against James Collins' side. They felt they should have been awarded a spot kick as Daniel Ogolenu's nearly made an immediate impact after coming off the bench. And despite a clumsy challenge from keeper David Hughes, no penalty was awarded. Referee Joe Woolmer had no choice but to point to the spot moments later. But for Bowers this time, Matt Price's cross was handled in the box by Matt Cripps and Ben Williamson, who netted the winning penalty in Tuesday's penalty shootout victory over Felixstowe Moreton United, stepped up but failed to beat Minter, who made a fine stop down to his right before it fell into the path of Benes Vavada, whose strike flew over. Bowers were edging closer to the winner and nearly did so 3 minutes from time as Vavida's corner fell perfectly to the head of Okonkwo, but his header was tipped over by Minter. Brentwood passed up a golden opportunity to take the lead 8 minutes into extra time as the ball fell for Ngandu in plenty of space, but he fired wide before Jonathan Nzengu saw his effort test the reflexes of Hughes. After a cagey second half of extra time, a few chances, the winner had to be decided on penalties. After the first two penalties were scored, both teams failed to convert through Tom Stevens and Miller for Brentwood and Bowers respectively. Vavida converted to put the host in pole position after Ngonyu fired wide before Samuel Jeremiah managed to slot home. Oli Sotonyimbo scored, but Akinwamba proved to be the hero with his winning spot kick.
Thank you very much, Jack, there with a dramatic afternoon at Bowers and Pitsea. They're back in the Isthmian League Premier Division at the expense of Brentwood there. Brentwood missing out in the final for the second year in three via penalty shootout. It's a cruel way to miss out. Thanks for listening today with me, Andy Gardner, covering John Chubb. A very happy John Chubb today, covering him while he's been at Ipswich. Mandy is up next with Geezers, Cheesers and Pleasers. I'll be back on Monday with my own Under the Radar show. So I'm going to leave you with Alison Moyet. She's Basildon girl.
See? On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay.